Welcome to the Living Above Average Ministries podcast. This is a podcast all about living above average, informed choices, and growth. Our goal is to equip, encourage, and empower you to build a better life so that you can live a life above average. Now our host, Angie Sartain.
Welcome to today's podcast. I'm so excited you joined with me today. We are going to be discussing the last E in the E3 process, which is empower. Living a life above average is living a life equipped, encouraged, and empowered. I hope you're doing that. I hope that you are choosing to be encouraged and equipped and empowered. I am a big fan of definitions, and so I want to just talk about the definition of empower. Webster's Dictionary defines it this way: to give authority or legal power to, enable, to promote the self-actualization or influence of, to give official authority to, empower. Who needs to be empowered? We all need to be empowered. Parents should empower their children to be and do the best they can be. Husbands and wives should empower each other in their marriage. Employers should empower their employees to be effective workers. Friends should empower friends to live their life to their fullest potential. Pastors and preachers and priests and men and women of the cloth should empower their congregants to embrace their faith and live out their faith with God and rise above the ordinary and live extraordinary. We all could use some empowering. If you don't think you need it, my friend, you need it. We all need to be empowered. This leads me to a question that I've been pondering, and I want to give you this question. And here's the question: what are you doing to empower yourself or others to live above average? This is perhaps a question that sometimes I get people that just raise their eyebrows at me or kind of roll their eyes, but I get two common answers. And the first most common answer I get when I ask this question is, I don't know how to empower others or myself. And the second common answer that I receive when asking this question is, I don't have time. Friend, I want to help you change that today. I am so excited and so jazzed about helping you change that and know that you can choose to be empowered. I want to give you hope that with God, you can be empowered and you can learn how to empower others. So let's just dive in and get started with this first common answer of, I don't know how to empower others or myself. Did you know that we were designed and created for relationship? God desires each of us to interact with Him, to interact with one another, to have fellowship with Him and each other, to equip and encourage and empower each other and ourselves. But oftentimes we find ourselves shrinking back from doing this simply because we do not feel adequate enough or knowledgeable enough to do so. Let's change that today. Will you join me? If so, get your pen and paper out and let's get started. Building block one, the foundation. In order to live a life above average where we are empowered, we have to have a foundation. And that foundation is found in Jesus Christ and Him alone. It's very difficult to equip and encourage and empower others and ourselves to live a life above average if we are lacking a relationship with Jesus or lacking in our relationship with Jesus. Jesus is our foundation, and with His help and His guidance and His grace, we can build on that foundation. Matter of fact, the Bible gives us information, insight, and boundaries that we need. It tells us all about Jesus and His ministry and how we can build on Jesus, our foundation, our rock. And we build on this with the grace that flows from God Almighty. We are saved by grace through faith. Grace is that unmerited favor of God shown to man, primarily in the person and work of Jesus Christ, who is also the believers, our new life and new source of strength for the supernatural life that we're supposed to live, that God designed us for. But oftentimes I find people struggling to grab a hold of this concept, that they try to live their life above average in their own strength. They live their physical and mental, emotional, and spiritual life like a yo-yo, just going up and down, attempting to live the supernatural Christ-like life in their own natural strength instead of God's strength, Jesus Christ's strength, his rich and boundless supply of grace. Grace is where it's found. Grace is our empowerment to live life above average. Look in your Bible in Ephesians chapter 1. Paul is talking to the church of Ephesus here, and he is reminding them of the empowerment that they have. Listen to what he says. Verse 18, he says, I pray that your hearts will be flooded with light so that you can understand the confident hope he has given to those he called, his holy people, who are his rich and glorious inheritance. I also pray that you will understand the incredible greatness of God's power for us who believe in him. This is the same mighty power that raised Christ from the dead and seated him in the place of honor at God's right hand in heavenly realms. Man, Paul just puts it out there plain, makes me want to just shout right now. I just want to just, maybe I'll just shout a little bit. Then we look at what Jesus told his disciples in John chapter 14. Verse 12, he says this to his disciples, truly, truly, I say to you, whoever believes in me will also do the works that I do, and greater works than these will he do, because I am going to the Father. What's Jesus saying here? He's saying, friends, my beloved, listen, you can do greater works than I did. You can have a life like I had it. If you rely on me, if you trust in me, and I'm going to the Father, I'm going to send the Holy Spirit, and he's going to help you live out this life. Grace is not only needed for our salvation. It's not just for salvation. It's an empowerment to live our life out, our faith out in Jesus Christ. It's that empowerment. It's that empowerment to live life above average. I'm getting a little passionate here because I get excited about all the possibilities and the potential that each one of us have and how important it is to God and how important it is to us that we choose to live above average, that we choose to take these steps necessary to point us in that direction and propel us to living life above average. So building block two, we need to educate ourselves. We need to resource ourselves so we are prepared and fully equipped to be empowered and to empower others. Where do we find these resources? That's another question that I get. I don't know where to look. I don't know who to trust. Well, I know one place you can look and you can trust, and that is God's word. That is where you can find the information you need to be empowered and how to empower others. It's found in God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. We need to be active in God's word, accept the redemptive work of Jesus Christ, and allow and listen to the leading and promptings of the Holy Spirit. God's word, the Bible, it's not just another good book. Some want you to believe that. Some want you to believe it's just a book of stories, but it's a book of life. It is the all-sufficient book for faith and for living above average. Friend, it's not enough to just read through the Bible, just to make those check marks. We need to study it, memorize it, activate it, and live it out daily. We can find other resources too. The first go-to should be the Bible. Other go-tos could be trustworthy books or podcasts or conferences, revivals, friends, pastors, sermons. The key here is to be educated, to educate yourself. Be resourced with good, godly, trustworthy facts or truths. Don't just trust it because it's on the internet. Research it for yourself. We need to have a foundation, and we need to be educated, and we need to resource ourselves. And finally, building block three is perhaps my favorite, and that is be intentional. I remember growing up, and when I was growing up, we would watch like Sesame Street and Electric Company, but there was also another show called Schoolhouse Rock. And those of you that are perhaps my age may remember that show, and those of you that are not, I'm sorry that you missed out on such an incredible show. However, in this show, in the intro to this show, had the words, Knowledge is Power. And it was a very catchy tune. And it would just go, it would just do this little song and then it would go, Knowledge is Power. And it was like, I would remember going around the house going, Knowledge is Power, Knowledge is Power. And I thought, wow, you know, knowledge is power. Like if I could get all this knowledge and all this wisdom, I'd be powerful. I would be a powerful person. But I really want to pitch out a question to you about that statement, knowledge is power. If that is a true statement, knowledge is power, when does it become powerful? I started thinking about this the other day, is having knowledge enough? Is that what makes me powerful? So how many degrees do I need to get to be powerful? How many scripture verses do I need to memorize to be powerful? We become powerful when we gain this knowledge, when we study it or we memorize it. Just when does the power of knowledge take place? The only theory that I could come up with, and maybe you out there, listeners, may have something different. And if you do, please enlighten me and send me an email about it. However, the theory that I came up with that I think is probably a good theory is knowledge is only powerful when and if you apply it. Whoa, I feel like my mind was kind of blown. It's only powerful when and if you apply it. You see, you can know the Bible front to back. You can have the whole Bible memorized. You can even know the Greek and the Hebrew. But if you do not apply it in your life, you will remain powerless. You see, the enemy of our faith did not use his knowledge and he did not apply it. He thought he could do this life on his own. He thought he was better than God, and it got him kicked out of heaven. Our chances of living above average are greatly reduced when we do not apply it in our lives. Friend, God has so much more for you than living a life of status quo. He has great and mighty plans for you and for me. Jeremiah 29:11 reminds us, "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. They are plans for good and not for disaster, to give you a hope and a future." My friend, God has great and mighty plans for us. We have to take those, surrender our lives to Him, apply those in our life, and be intentional. We have to intentionally read the Bible, intentionally apply it in our lives, and intentionally make choices that propel us toward living above average. Intentionality, what a concept. It's our part that we have to do, is be intentional. You can be empowered. Matter of fact, God wants you to live empowered. God desires for you to empower others and to walk in an empowered life. Let me just encourage you for a second. My friend, if you are out there and you're feeling defeated, I want you to remind yourself this. You are a child of the King. You are the head and not the tail. You are more than a conqueror. You are God's masterpiece. You have the mind of Christ. You can do all things through Christ who gives you strength. You have a choice. Choose life. Choose to be equipped and encouraged and empowered. If you have to write it down, do it. If you have to post it on a mirror, do it. If you put it in your car, on your desk, on your computer monitor, do it. Do what you need to do to get yourself empowered. Speak to yourself in the mirror. Talk to yourself. Tell yourself to straighten up and that you, who you are in Christ. Reach out to others if you're struggling to speak life to yourself. Surround yourself with positive, uplifting, trustworthy people. Resource yourself. Pray. Read your Bible. Listen to praise music. Worship God. Do a little dance in your house. Shake off those heavy chains. My friend, you and I were designed and created to live life above average. But if you do not have a relationship with Jesus Christ, this is going to make it very difficult for you. So I want to give you an opportunity right now that if you do not have a relationship with Jesus Christ and you would love to have one, or you would like to have one so that you can live an empowered life, would you just simply pray this prayer with me? Dear Jesus, I accept you as my Lord and Savior. Please forgive me for trying to live my life on my own. I believe you died on the cross and were raised from the dead. Show me your ways and help me to live for you. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you, friends. If you prayed that prayer with me today, would you send me an email at livingaboveaverageministries@gmail.com so I can rejoice with you and give you more resources if you need it. If you do happen to have a topic that you would like to talk to us about or us to talk about, would you please go ahead and submit that via email? Again, that's livingaboveaverageministries@gmail.com. You can also find us on the web at www.livingaboveaverageministries.com, or we have a YouTube channel, we have a Facebook page, and our podcast. And guess what? Together, my friends, we are building better lives, and you can live a life above average.